Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
In the Old Testament, it was said, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for him." In the Old Testament, it says, God works in mysterious ways, his wonders perform. And people have taken those and they've adopted it. But in the New Testament, through the Holy Spirit, God has revealed unto us these hidden things. In the New Testament, you aren't supposed to be ignorant of spiritual things. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You have the mind of Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, "You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." Amen. And some people think, well, that's not true. I can prove to you by my last test score that I don't know all things. I can prove to you I couldn't find my glasses this morning and they were on top of my head. I don't know all things. This isn't talking about your little peanut brain, but in your spirit you know all things. You have the mind of Christ. And here's what I'm trying to get to today, that the Spirit hath revealed these unto us. The Holy Spirit, one of the greatest benefits of the Holy Spirit is to reveal all things to you, mysteries to you. And this is what Paul is speaking about. He says in verse 6, we are speaking wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of the world. It's the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. How did he get this wisdom that was in the mystery revealed to him? How did this become alive to him? It goes on to say in verse 14, it says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." If you try and understand God with your little peanut brain, you're going to miss him. If you try and figure out, now let's see, I've got $100 and I need $120. So I'm $20 short. And if I was to pay my tithe, which is $10 on this $100, instead of being $20 short, I'm going to be $30 short. I can't do it. I can't give. That's natural wisdom. That's the way that a natural man thinks. But if you could think spiritually and understand what the Word says, by you giving that $10 and only having $90, God is going to multiply it back 100-fold. So 100 times 10 would be $1,000, and you'll wind up with $1,090 versus somebody that kept the $100 and is still $20 short. It doesn't make sense to the natural mind, but this is what God says, and it works, and it's spiritual wisdom. And you can't figure that out with your little peanut brain. Math is never going to show you that tithing works. Math doesn't take into account 100 times return on everything that you give. But if you could think spiritually, it'll work. You'll be better off giving than you are by keeping. That's what the Word says. And Paul is saying that it takes the Spirit to reveal this unto you. So keep your finger here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And now look in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in verse 1 he says, "Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries." When you are speaking in tongues, you aren't really blessing other people. You aren't communicating with them because nobody understands what you're saying. But it says that in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. Go down to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14. "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." When you are speaking in tongues, it's your spirit's praying. That the part that has the mind of Christ, the part that has the unction from God and it knows all things, the part of you that is spiritual, that allows you to have spiritual discernment, the part of you that the Holy Spirit promised that He would teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance. When you are praying in tongues, you are moving out of this natural realm, which is limited in its ability to perceive and understand, and you are moving into the spiritual realm that is unlimited, that knows all things, that has the mind of Christ, that is giving spiritual discernment, and you are speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery, is what it says. You are speaking the mysteries in the Spirit. Now go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and here's what Paul said in verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And he spends the rest of the chapter showing that you can't get this in your natural mind. It has to be revealed by the Spirit. Let me ask you this. Where did Paul get this wisdom from? Where did Paul get this revelation? Paul wrote half of the New Testament. Paul is the one. He never sat under the ministry of Jesus. He was antagonistic towards Jesus during his physical ministry, and he was out to kill Christians. And it was only after the ascension of Jesus that Paul had an encounter with God and became a Christian. And he didn't sit under the physical ministry. And yet the disciples who were with Jesus every hour of every day for 3.5 years and who heard Jesus talk, did not know Jesus as well as the Apostle Paul. Paul had a greater revelation of who Jesus was and what he came to do than Peter, James, and John. Matter of fact, Peter referred to this over, I believe it was 1 Peter chapter 5. It is the last chapter of either 1 or 2 Peter. And Peter said, our beloved brother Paul speaks of these things in which are some things hard to be understood. Here's Peter saying, man, it's hard sometimes to understand what Paul is saying, which those who are unlearned and unstable wrestle as they do other scripture. The Apostle Peter put the stamp of approval and said, Paul's writings are scripture. Amen. And Peter was rebuked openly by Paul in Galatians chapter 1. Paul wrote about it. When he was in Jerusalem, he didn't say anything in Peter's home church. He didn't want to embarrass Peter or attack him in front of his local congregation. But when Peter came to Antioch, Paul stood up and rebuked him openly and told him that he was not operating in the truth of the gospel. He was falling back into Judaism. He would be what we call today, what do they call that? Messianic Jew. He was going to go back and revive all of the Jewish customs, and he wanted to, of course, keep Christianity, but let's mix it back with Judaism. And Paul rebuked him openly and told him, man, you are wrong. You're a hypocrite. I'm not going there. But anyway, here's Paul, who had this tremendous revelation that shocked the people who had lived with Jesus for 3.5 years. How did Paul get this? Here's Paul in his own words saying, I'm speaking the wisdom of God that's been in mystery form. How did he get it? When you pray in tongues, you are praying the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. 1 Corinthians 14:14, when you pray in an unknown tongue, your spirit is praying, the part of you that knows all things. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:13, it says, if any man pray in tongues, let him also pray that he may interpret. You know the simple answer to where Paul got this tremendous revelation, and how did he have such a revelation of God? You know the simple answer is that when he received salvation and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 9, Paul went out into the desert by his own admission, Galatians chapter 1, for 3 years and was shut up in the desert. And I'm sure that a part of what was going on, he was saying, God, I was so sure I was right. And I was killing and persecuting Christians, and now I know that I was wrong. How do these scriptures reconcile? How could Jesus be the Messiah? How could it be the way that Jesus is teaching when I was taught this other way? And he was praying and asking God for revelation, and he was praying in tongues, and the Holy Spirit began to give him supernatural revelation. He began to interpret his tongue. He said, I pray in tongues more than you all. He was speaking the hidden wisdom of God. And as you speak in tongues, it's just like that there's this huge dam here, and all of a sudden you open up the floodgate and you let all of this life and this mystery and the power and the anointing that's in the Spirit start flowing through you. And I tell you, it changes your ability to understand and perceive things spiritually. When you are praying in tongues, you are speaking this wisdom of God, and all you've got to do is interpret it, and then you don't have to go around saying, well, further along we'll understand why. Further along we'll know all about it. No, you can begin to start understanding right now. The Spirit hath revealed it unto us. It's what it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. The Holy Spirit can give you supernatural revelation. You know, my personal testimony is that when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and when I started speaking in tongues, I was still in the Baptist church, and God was showing me things contrary to what the Baptists teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, but even more about being righteous and God not dealing with us based on our performance, but it was based on grace. And I was getting little bits and pieces of this, but man, it was so radically different than what I'd heard that I just could not embrace it. I wanted to embrace it, but I couldn't put it together. And when Jamie and I first got married, I would sit down. What I would typically do is sit down in the morning, and I had a legal pad of paper, and a guy recently came up to me that I had given this to, and he showed it to me, and I saw this just 4 or 5 years ago or something like that. Maybe it's been 10 years when Joseph died. How long has it been? Anyway, it's been a long time.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that the Lord has touched many of you today, and you're just beginning to come alive, that you know what, there's more than just this physical, emotional existence, that there's a spirit being, and you've felt some life through this, and you just, you know, it's a help, but there's so much more, and you don't know exactly where to go. You know, I'd like to encourage you to get these materials, but as you call in, I'd really like to encourage you to ask someone just to pray and agree with you for revelation of this, that this would become reality. We have some wonderful people answering the phones. I mean, I get compliments on them all the time. They're mature Christians that will be able to help you. So call and request the materials, but also ask them for prayer.